Welcome to Café y Chisme. I'm Myra, and I'm here with...
Ivan,
Franco,
and Vicky.
Brew your coffee and join us in today's chisme.
Welcome back, listeners. In this episode, we're going to keep it lighthearted and talk about random things that have happened to us here at home and in other places. Have fun and enjoy the chisme.
Walmart not returning the Easter eggs. like, that's serious.
Very serious.
I can't believe I put that on my notes.
I want to hear about that.
What happened? The Walmart, ridiculous. The Walmart, the the Easter egg stuff. So Myra was preparing for Easter, like, we're going to do something.
No, for Christian school, they had asked for Easter eggs. Yeah. So we had bought it, and then I reached out to the teacher because we were a little late on it, and she never responded back. And so it was literally 2 days after Easter. I'm like, I don't need 140 eggs. So we went to return them, and they wouldn't return a $15.
It was out of season.
Easter egg thing.
Yeah, it was out of season. You're too late. You're 2 days too late.
But nowhere on their policy does it say that, like, holiday stuff is different. So we found out.
It's manager discretion. Yep. So the discretion was that they did not want to accept the eggs back. And that was annoying me. Like, right off the bat.
Was,
like,
it confetti eggs?
No, it was just eggs. Like, I would have kept those.
Just the ones. We still have them, right? We say, go get them. Go get them so you can see it. But it's just,
I kind of do want to take a picture of these eggs.
I mean, you just open them. Yeah. You can put candy in them, whatever. But I was getting annoyed right off the bat because it did say it's manager discretion. But the discretion was, like,
Ivan and managers.
Like, the guy, he was younger too. So, like, he I don't know. He was just like, oh, we can't accept these back. I was like, but it's manager discretion. So what you're saying is you don't want to accept these eggs back. And it's funny. The whole conversation was hilarious because we're talking about fucking eggs. Like, we're plastic eggs. And to me, it didn't matter. But I know Myra was all about, like, returning these eggs. So yeah. I was getting hyped up with her.
Yeah.
I hate being wasteful, okay? I'm just like, I'm just going to have 100 and something eggs.
But I was like, I was saying all these trigger words. Like, well, I need to talk to your manager so I can talk about returning these eggs. Because, like, we don't need them and blah, blah, blah. Like, and... he brought out his manager, right?
Nobody wanted to do it.
And I'm like, hey, so it's managers. I kept repeating the same stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm going to call corporate. Like,
I went full Karen.
No, not Karen. Got him.
Yeah.
Yes.
What you're saying is, it's manager discretion, and you're the manager, and you don't want to get these eggs back, right? Because we don't need them. And
but they still had Easter stuff on the shelf.
They still had Easter stuff on the shelf, but I don't know. For whatever reason, he went to consult with someone else, and he came back. He was like, no, we can't take these back. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to call corporate on you. What's your name? What's your badge number? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, Alex, like... Okay, and then I got on the phone. I got corporate on, like, on speaker, and I was calling them, and I'm like, hey, I'm at this location, and Alex, your manager here, won't return these eggs that we just bought, like, 2 days ago. And it wasn't that serious, but I'm like...
Oh, yeah. But you made it that serious.
I made it serious.
It was the principal, okay?
Yeah, I was doing this really for Myra, because I didn't really give a shit about the eggs, yeah. To be honest. I could keep them and whatever.
But he's busy, but today he had the time.
She found my... window where I could have a discussion with the manager at, was it Target?
No, Walmart.
Yo, this whole
Target
town.
Would never.
Yeah, Target would never do that ever. But
Target sponsor us.
But yeah, no, I called corporate. It was on speaker, and I was just telling them, hey, this at this location. And then he started to say, well, it's manager's discretion. I was like, well, the discretion is, like, he doesn't want to return these eggs. So what are we going to do here? What are we going to do to resolve it? Like, you know, and I'm making this big fuss, and there's people, like, staring. I'm sure Myra's embarrassed, like, at this point.
No, she's there for the cheese, man. Yeah. She's like, I'm committed now.
I was like, I'll do whatever to get this refund, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what he said. You know, right behind me.
That's my man.
Yeah, return those eggs. But, no, I mean, we ended up coming back with eggs. So.
Y'all, this whole time, I'm just saying in my head, Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, we still got those eggs. They're somewhere safely stored.
If anybody needs 140
we got those eggs. We might use them for next year.
Easter 2024.
The next 10 years, we got eggs.
Okay? We got eggs for years. So you guys are planning on hosting Easter. We got eggs for you.
DM us.
Charge you guys anything.
Oh, we'll ship them out.
That's just hilarious. Oh, I thought it was funny. I mean, I'm laughing at it because
now,
like, well, I got annoyed with the manager. I'm like, dude, it's fucking eggs. Like, come on, seriously. Like, it's $3 or whatever it was.
It was 15.
The eggs.
$15.
We spent $15 on eggs. What the hell? I'm just now finding out about this. I don't know.
He thought it was $3.
It was $3
times more.
Spent $15.
I love your commitment for $3, Dave.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's
it was
make
$3
sure.
the day y'all went to return them. That's what it was.
Yeah. Find coupons for eggs or something.
No, it was that after Easter discount.
On sale clearance.
Manager discount special.
Man, we got robbed. That's robbery. Again, Target would never. They would never, ever do that.
No, Target, never. No. Never, never, never.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but that was just funny. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
What kind of stuff have you guys been into?
Yeah, so we recently returned some items to a vinyl shop.
Oh, don't get me started on this vinyl shop. Oh my gosh.
And
we will not call them out, but.
No, and we've returned things to them before, and it was just this one time. Like, they don't have a return policy. They probably do now because of us.
You're welcome.
You got your pictures, like, on the window.
Probably.
He's banned.
You're welcome.
No, but so Vicky made. Did her due diligence. She called ahead of time, asked what the return policy was.
I specifically asked.
Yeah. And the person on the other line said, as long as you got the receipt, we should be able to take it back.
And then I went ahead and just asked, okay, is there any, like, limit, like, time frame? Nope. As long as you have a receipt. Are you sure? Nope. As long as you have the receipt. Okay, well... Shoot, I'm about to go return this right away.
2 years later.
No.
No, girl.
No, not
2 years later. So. Walking in there like, all confident with a 2-year-old receipt.
Not like that, but it was probably like a month. And like one receipt was like a month. Mm-hmm. And then the other two receipts were like maybe 2 weeks.
It took me a minute because like the vinyl pieces are just like, individual, like I have to look at the different types of vinyl and figure out how much they cost because they have different prices, and then I have to like put them with the receipts that they go with because these receipts just have like numbers on them. They don't have items like item. They don't have descriptions and stuff. Yeah. It's very like it's complicated.
Yeah.
So it took me a minute to like organize all that. I did them the favor. I didn't want them to have to be struggling to give me my return. But it took me a while to prep all that. But I would say like within the week, I showed up there with the first return because I didn't have the other stuff ready. And then there was the guy that I had called was there, easy peasy. Like the return was like what, $45 or
sure,
so
yeah,
in total.
Something like that.
I returned everything and he took it, gave me my refund, gave it to me in cash even. And I was like, oh, you sure? I can put it on the card. He's like, no, here you go, cash. Okay. Walked out the door. Great. I better go get on those other two returns. That's why I forget. You guys, like, I go get the other two returns, and these returns, they were not, like, full returns. I just had, like, specific items I was returning on, like, was it two receipts or three receipts?
It was three receipts, and you were only returning items that you had not used.
Correct.
Because we had bought a bunch of stuff that you were going to use, and at the end of the day, we didn't
use it. I got a little excited and picked a lot of extra stuff.
Yeah, and that's fine, because you didn't know what you were going to use and what you weren't.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you brought back everything intact. And when you bring it up to the front, you know, the person who was on the other side, other end of the phone was like, let me call this other person. So he called somebody else who kind of runs the entire shop.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, yeah, I get it. We're, you know, we'll start the return, but then
they asked me, so what's wrong? I was like, nothing's wrong with it. I just didn't use it, and I don't want to waste it. I don't want to just have it sitting at home. Oh, okay. And so then the person number two started kind of like going through receipt by receipt, and I was like, oh, like I already separated it for you. Here's this receipt for this and this and this, and I even did the calculations. I totaled everything because their receipts are just so like. Messy. I don't know. They're not very good. So I'm sitting here giving them to her, and she takes my pile, and it got disorganized. And I'm just like, okay, well, you just do it your way. Like, I try to help. And so we sat there, and we were just waiting, and I could tell she was getting frustrated. And then all of a sudden, person number three shows up, and tell me why pen ink starts showing up on the stuff. And person number three starts, you know, saying out loud, oh, we can't take this stuff back. Look, it's got stains all over it. You guys brought it with stains. And that really irritated me because I was like, ma'am, I did not walk in here with these stains on any of this. And I was like, and look, she's holding a pin.
Fresh. And then she.
And I touched it. I was like, look, this is fresh. Like, this just happened. I think it's from the pin that lady number two is holding. And, like, nobody was listening to me, like, as if I wasn't even there. And I just let her keep going back. I could tell lady number two was just like, leave me alone. We're just going to let them get their return done. But lady number three was insistent on, no, this we just can't do this. If you buy this stuff and you don't want it or like it, that's just too bad, too sad. Like, you're just going to have to just keep it.
She told you that?
Yeah, yeah. She was saying it. Like,
listen.
But she was speaking in a different language. She was speaking. So we walked in there speaking English. She was speaking Spanish. I don't know if she thought we didn't speak Spanish. So I took it upon myself. I did take it upon myself. I was just like, ma'am. Like, in Spanish, like, look, we didn't do that. Like, we didn't put the stains on here. And you guys, I called and I was told I could return these items. And they immediately started questioning me. Well, who told you that? And I was like, person number one. He was just up here and he went back there to get you. Like, he was the one. I called him. I even asked because your receipts don't have a policy. You guys have no policy in your store. And she's like, yes, we do. I was like, no, where is it? I called. There's a reason why, like, you guys answered me and you told me, like, this is the policy. And she's like, no, but you just can't do that. Like, it's not the way we run business. And I'm like, well, it would be helpful if you had a policy so that we could all follow it. Because then she started throwing out, like, days. Well, yeah, we do take returns, but, like, you know, you can't wait this long. And I was like, okay, well, then make a policy. Because it wouldn't be fair. Like, if you're just throwing out a number for me, like, you could be telling, you know, the next person that walks in the door a different day, and that's not fair. So it was a very much like back and forth, and finally, like, lady number two shooed away lady number three, and she was just like, can you go to the back and do this for me? And that's when we realized, okay, she understands, like, this lady's just being, like, she was just like blaming us for everything. And I'm just like, I got to the point where I was feeling really bad. I was feeling bad, but then I was like, no, suck it up, Vicky. Like, we've come this far. Now I'm not walking out of here unless I get my refund. Because they already made it, like, they had already said they were going to refund me. And now to, like, have some random third person walk up and be like, no, we're not going to refund. Like, not having it. And then Franco gets a call, saved by the bell. He's just over there off to the side. But, like, I know he's, like, stressing a little bit for me because I'm just sitting here like, okay, this is taking a long. It just felt like the longest time waiting. And then the calculations come out and it's off. Like, it doesn't match them. Look. Look, here's my calculations. Like, I had to make sure, like, okay, like, you forgot this, you forgot these items over here. Oh yeah, I'm sorry, let me go add that and everything. Like, lady number two was, like, nice about it, and it wasn't until the very end where she just said, this is the one time only thing I'm going to be doing for you. And I was like, okay, great, like, I appreciate it. Like, you know, this is what you guys told me. Like,
hope you make a policy.
I really, and I told her, like, I highly suggest you make a policy and that you post it somewhere and, like, you know, make it clear so that everybody knows, because you guys do returns. And I think it's just like very confusing process and, like, mixed communication here. And she's like, oh no, yeah, we're definitely going to have a policy now.
Yep. Thanks to you.
She's in the back, like,
Say cheese.
Oh my gosh. But I walked out of there with all my it was a lot of money, you guys. It was like a good $140-ish dollars.
Oh, yeah. I'd be going hard. If I went hard on eggs, like I'd be
on $15 eggs.
$15 eggs.
Oh my gosh.
We're talking about $100.
Yeah.
I'd get a lawyer.
And honestly, like I would have just like kept the stuff, and it would have been my loss if like the policy was you only have they ended up telling me when I walked out, they were like, yeah, the policy's gonna be 7 days, and I was like, dang, like, okay,
they whatever. Already made the they decided the policy
they decided the number 7 for whatever all reason, right. But I was just thinking, like, you know, if that was the policy before, I would have followed. I'd be like, that's too bad for me, like I missed the policy, just like I do with any other receipt. But yeah. Make you know, have your policies in place before you run business.
Yeah,
you remember that time we went to we bought the PlayStation 5, and then, like, not too long after that, we went to Target, and it was, like, $50 less. And I was like, what the heck?
Yes.
And then we went and checked on Best Buy, and it was, like, $50 less on Best Buy. And I was like, well, I still got the receipt. So we walked up there, and I was like, hey, I got the receipt where it was, like, you know, $50 more. I see here that it's, you know, it's been less than 2 weeks. Can I get my $50 back? And they did.
They sure did. That's cool.
Yeah.
Was that around COVID when?
No, this was
they last were murdering year. People.
That wasn't too long ago. Prices. Like within the last year. Like
it was last year because we went to where do we go? Because we went to what's that? El Mercado. What's that big Mercado? I don't know. It's like that big mall.
But it wasn't that long ago. It definitely was like after
Latin
COVID.
Mall,
like,
the Latino
the Gran
mall.
Plaza?
Yeah. We went to La Gran Plaza. And then we went to La Gran Plaza during Black Friday. And then we went to the GameStop and they're like, oh, you should get a PlayStation. This and that. We're like, nah, it's all right. Whatever. But like not too long after that, we got a PlayStation. And then it was like $50 less after that. Like less than 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, heck no. We're going to go to Best Buy. Yeah. And they gave me the money back. That was cool.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. A lot of places will. Like Target will.
Yeah, Price Match.
Price Match. I think Best Buy will too, but Walmart will not.
But Target.
Manager's discretion.
Target comes through.
Okay?
I mean, they come
they
through.
They do.
Yeah. They got Starbucks in Target.
Oh, my gosh.
And now they serve it to you on curbside? What?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yes.
No
you
way.
You can make your returns from your car. And awesome. Also,
you can order your
Starbucks.
Target drink. So if you did your Target, your Starbucks drink. So if you didn't know awesome. That,
now you do.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Now I do.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially that's that cool. Target that's close to us. That's a really nice like drive up. That's a really nice one.
Which one?
The one that they just build the new one off Montgomery Plaza.
Oh, okay.
That one's nice.
That one's nice.
Yeah.
But I like the one right here.
Speaking of that one, though.
Yeah,
let's go. Yeah, talk about that.
It was a bag robbery.
It was at that one.
It was a bag robbery. I don't know. We're just walking inside.
Just minding our own business.
Minding our own business, just enjoying the beautiful red and white colors on the exterior and those awesome, amazing red spheres that they have, you know, in the entrance. Like you're walking into a castle.
It was just a normal Tuesday.
It's always a normal Tuesday.
And we were walking in, and we see this guy, like, trying to come out of the in doors. And he hits the doors, because they don't open from the inside. Like, if you try to go out through there.
Well, we had a Christian. Yeah,
that's
seriously.
The first thing you thought you were like,
we had Christian and Mila.
Like, well, he just smacked into the thing, and we're like, that was weird. And we see him, we're still, like, kind of walking up. When he does this, and we see him like turn around and try to go out, right? But then we start walking in, so the door is open, so he turns back around,
yeah,
and like goes past us, almost taking out Mila.
Yeah, he almost took out Mila, and I was like I was about to have words with him, but he sprinted out, like,
so we just looked at him,
we're like, what the fuck was that all about? So he like started running with an
basket
with a bag.
There's a backpack in there.
And we're like, what the hell was that all about? So he ran out. I saw him turn into what was like a...
Like where you drop off the carts.
Okay.
Where you drop off the carts.
He left the cart, but he didn't take the bag.
Oh, so he was good. He returned the cart.
He did. He put it back.
He at least returned the cart where it belonged. And he left the bag too.
And I got worried, right? The backpack, because I'm like, what's in that backpack, no. You know, that he left the backpack.
Yeah, Myra thought it was a bomb, so we're like, oh, shit, like.
Target's about to go down.
Yeah.
Outside
that's
in the
so
parking
scary.
Lot.
That's
scary. And then this other family that was behind us, like, they witnessed the whole thing outside where he didn't take the bag, but he started sprinting
to the getaway car.
To the getaway car.
Okay.
And then the girl who was robbed, she was like, yeah, that was my bag.
No, she went and got her backpack.
Yeah, she went to go get her backpack and came
back
in.
Inside the store.
And she was like, yeah, I had thousands of dollars of cosmetic or makeup, whatever.
And in her bag? She just had like a bunch of expensive makeup?
Yeah.
Well, how much makeup is she carrying?
I don't know, that was suspect to me, too.
That's suspect.
I was like, I don't know if she had like a makeup bag in there and just had expensive, but I'm like, I don't know. That was kind of suspect to me. But
that is. That's kind of.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. She was acting kind of weird, too. Mm-hmm. But I didn't ask any questions because I was inside Target. And I was looking to enjoy their clearance aisle.
But they said that they contacted the police and everything. But I don't know.
Dude, that Target is like.
Yeah, it has some issues lately. Like,
it's just never a dull moment there because not too long before that, actually, we drove up there and they had police up there. The outdoors were like crashed.
Yeah, the glass, like it was all broken.
Oh, wow.
It almost like gave you like the visual like idea that maybe like a whole car tried to like go in there or something. Like it just seemed like too much damage for like just one human just like smacking a door. It's like it was like wide. Like
isn't there like apartment complexes like right next door?
They're
though?
Building a lot. There's a lot of them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's a ton of them out there. But it's in a very high traffic area. I don't think you know.
Yeah, that's where all the
those complexes are expensive. Mm-hmm. Like it's not you know, cheap to be up there. But it's just a high traffic. Everybody loves that Target. So
yeah,
it's a good one.
Dang.
Yeah, but that happened. So that was interesting.
Target sponsor us.
Let's talk about when you buy large items and you transport them home. You don't want to pay that delivery fee. So when we were driving,
what large
we
item?
Witnessed a couch being taken home.
Oh, yeah.
Only in Texas. I was trying to find the video, you guys. Oh, you can share, babe, while I see if I can find this hilarious video.
I don't quite recall, but
we were just driving. It was late at night in Dallas, and we were like driving home, and like, you know, we stop at a light, and like a truck just comes up next to us, and there's a guy driving the truck, and then behind the truck is a couch, but this couch is like the big, like the three seaters, like the full couch, and it's sticking out the back of the truck, like it's like, yeah, it's like sticking out the tail of the back. And then the guy is sitting, like the second guy is sitting on the couch, holding it down with his hands.
Yeah, like he's gonna be able to stop it.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
They have no like strings. Nothing is tying down this couch. Like it's just the body weight that's holding it in. And I'm like,
the guy in his arm.
Babe, look.
All 120 pounds.
And of course, yes, I take out my phone and I start recording. And the guy sees me recording. And I'm just like, look, can you believe this? And like the guy just like waved at us, and I was like, y'all be safe.
Y'all be safe. You be safe.
I told him y'all be safe. Oh my gosh.
That couch is about to fling me around, man.
I'm gonna have to, if I find it, I'll definitely show it to you guys.
I definitely want to see it.
That's hilarious. This guy was committed. I mean, he's.
Hey, look, when you got a couch for that price, and you got a friend that'll sit on it to take it home.
That's
you do whatever you need to do.
You do it.
Oh my gosh, that's so unsafe though. Mm-mm.
It'd be like that sometimes though.
I mean, at least you would have something cushiony to land on.
Some of the best stories though.
Yeah.
Those make some of the best stories.
That's true.
Like the debt we almost got into in Cancun together.
Oh, really?
Our first decision
as a married couple.
Yep.
To get in debt. Hooray.
It was crazy.
What happened?
So you know how you go to a hotel and then they try to sell you stuff and you know all that stuff and then
the timeshare. It's like, a timeshare, but not really a timeshare.
Yeah. And it's like listen to our story for like 3 hours and then you and get then something free or whatever.
Yeah, you get Cirque du Soleil tickets.
You get
we did the same recently.
Yes.
We'll have to tell you in a minute.
VIP, like so, they bring you out in a taxi, they wine and dine you, give you like feed you breakfast.
So we did that, but they bussed us, right? Or they got us a taxi or a car, yeah, I don't know, like an hour away. And they gave us food and, you know, they gave us their little...
Their tour.
Their tour and everything. And, gave I mean, it was a good deal. I think it really was. But not as... We just got married... We're just combining our finances.
Paying all this stuff for the wedding.
Like, yes. Like, we... This is not a decision we needed to be making at that time.
Yeah.
So we did the whole thing, right? And we were like, we couldn't say no.
Well, it was just cool, too, because, like, we saw, like, other dumb couples like us. Like probably about, like, 10, 15, maybe 20 couples. Like, it was like a desk. It was a desk and a representative, and you see the two couples right there.
Yeah.
They're all into the discussion. And all I keep hearing is pop bottles, like, and them like, yeah, like, celebrating. Oh, and gosh. I'm like, this time, I'm like, man, I want to pop bottles. Like, what are they doing? And, like, they were giving us the breakdown of all of it, which, yes, it can be a really good deal. I think, personally, I think it's a good deal, like, when you go in it as a group, like, with other people. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't personally, like, carry on that, like, and pay that on my own.
But they wear you out.
They wear you out. It's like
it's been a whole day.
Like they like telling you and telling you all the breakdowns and until like you're just at a point. It's like, fuck. Okay, like let's do this or whatever. And how much did we pay that? $1,000.
Like yeah, you have to put like $1,000 up front. We did that. Dang. We signed our life away, and then we. Went home. They bussed us back home, whatever, back to our hotel. Mm-hmm. And then they were going to come back for us the next day again for, I don't know, like last minute.
Yeah, but we had a conversation that night.
Yeah, but they were going to bust us next day for something. Yeah. For breakfast.
For breakfast.
Yeah. Free breakfast.
And free garrafón. Was that garrafón was on them, right?
I don't remember.
Or was that on us? I didn't book garrafón. I think that was on them.
No, we booked that, I think, when we got off the...
We did. Oh, yeah. Another airport. Out of the airport. Yeah.
So we go back to the thing, to the hotel, and I'm like, I want to do this. Like, I'm having, like, regrets.
Yeah, regret.
Like,
instant regret.
That's what you know.
Regret, yeah. I was like, okay, we're going to go in tomorrow with a plan. Like, no matter what, we are like, we don't want to do this. Like... We need to get out of it. Like, no matter what it takes, like, we need to get out of this. So we went in with a plan. I'm like, I don't care if they wear us out. I don't care if it's the whole day. Like,
we're out.
We're out. Like, I did not have a good feeling about it. So we go back. We eat breakfast.
We eat breakfast, though. We ate breakfast.
You
we
had a plan.
We couldn't pay for it.
You needed that energy.
We couldn't go into that discussion with an empty stomach. So we let them get us breakfast.
You paid for that breakfast already. So
yeah. I mean, yeah, we technically did. Yeah.
So we started talking to the guy, a rep or whatever. And
he was all excited to see us, though. Because I guess he gets commission off of that. Or something.
Not for too long.
Yes.
Yeah, but we went in there and we're like, look. Like,
we can't do this.
We can't do it. Like, he's like, what do we need to do? And he's like, I don't know. No one's ever backed out of the deal like this before.
And then so then he was like, let me talk to my manager. And then he'd come back and he'd be like, look, we're going to do it for less than $10,000. And now it's this and this. And I'm like, no, like, absolutely not. Like, he kept coming back with, like, lower
numbers. And more awesome, like, amenities and perks. Like, and that's what I found out is for those of you that have the money and are interested, like, the thing to do is, like, do not, like, budge in right away. Like, let it ride the course. Yes, it's going to be exhausting, like, till the end. You're going to be tired as shit. But, like, that's whenever they're going to be adding in. Like, they all gave the us extras. Lifetime
Membership
access to the suite resorts. like this villa. And I'm like, damn, that's pretty good. Like, but we still, like, we didn't have the money at that time. So we're like, no. So we're just hard no, regardless of what awesome things they were, like, throwing at us. Mm-hmm. And
because it was, like, monthly payments, right? But we still didn't know where we were going to be at. We just got married. Like, we don't know, anything. Like, our finances, anything at all. Yes. Mm-hmm. So finally, like, we wore him out. And he was like, okay, but... like, you're going to lose out on the $1,000. And I was like, that's fine. $1,000 or $10,000. Yeah. Like, we're fine. Okay. And he was like shocked, was I guess, that we were, like, willing to lose the $1,000. So he talked to his manager again. And his manager said that they could give us back the $1,000.
Yeah, like, we'll give you y'all's money back.
So we got everything back. But
remember, they bust us an hour to go away. Eat breakfast there.
So you had to figure out how to
so get back. So we had to figure out our own stuff. Like,
Yep, that's how it goes.
So instead of like being responsible and like heading back right then and there, we're like, well, we're already here. Let's go tour the island.
Let's go spend $1,000.
Let's go spend it. We got money.
So we rented a golf cart and we drove around the whole island and enjoyed our day.
We enjoyed it.
But then it was time to get back to our hotel. And we did end up having to spend $100 on a taxi.
But that was sketchy, though. Taxis are sketchy there because you never know. Like, they know people are touring around and they can. So that was scary. But luckily, we didn't get kidnapped or held for ransom or anything.
Yeah. Ooh, like in New York?
Oh, like in New York. Yeah, that's another story. That's another one we'll tell later. But
tell me about that. I want to hear about being held ransom. But no, like, yeah, that
you
whole...
You want to tell our story? We have the same story.
Oh, that's so weird. Deja vu. Yeah. Dude, literally, we went to... What was it? 2 weeks ago, we went to Vegas.
Did y'all get breakfast at least?
We got a turkey sandwich, bro.
It's funny because we're on a health... Yeah, we're like health and fitness journey. And it was like those little styrofoam boxes, and it's like it was like a turkey sandwich, chips, and cookies.
That's fucked up.
Franco and I are both like, we can't have the chips and the cookies. And then like the guy is just standing there staring at us like, that's all you're gonna eat? And we're like, this is all the only healthy thing we can eat here. Like, so we didn't get a lot of sustenance to start this journey, and we knew what we were doing. But our idea was when we arrived in Vegas. We knew we wanted to go to, what's it called?
Chicken first. We wanted to take a nap.
Chicken?
We wanted.
They got us at the door.
Chicken. Oh, I thought you said chicken.
Bro, no, not chicken. Check in.
Check in. They take got us nap. At the door.
Bro, I didn't get a chance to check in before these people like got me. But in hindsight, I think we won.
We did.
It was worth the three hours.
So like they got us tickets to Cirque du Soleil, which we were looking at them. It was like $68 a piece on the low end, like that's basic, awesome. Not great seats. Yeah. And they got both. We got us both two tickets for $50. Good
bucks.
Seats, great show. Go see it. And then we got a $25 gift card.
$25 gift card, an American Express gift card, and then we got $25 refund. So really, we didn't pay anything.
And the hotel stays.
Oh, and we got like
three days and two nights. 3 days and two nights
at any hotel. Yeah.
Nice.
So we had to pay for Uber there, and they were going to reimburse us. That was a different one. So they also reimbursed us for the Uber for the ride there, not the ride back. They don't care how you get back. Yeah. But it wasn't that far for us. Like, and I mean, like what?
10 minutes.
Yeah, it was super close. Mm. So we get there, same spiel, like all couples, and they do target. We asked later because like the lady though, like at Vegas, was like, she was cool. She was like, look, just go to this thing so you can get these. Because we told her like this is we're celebrating our anniversary. She was like, look, just go to this thing. Don't need to sign up for anything. Like, they're gonna try to get you to stay there for 2 hours, 3 hours. Just say like you have somewhere you have to be and you know cut
like
it to
you
2 hours.
Show you gotta go to.
Yeah, right, she's cool. Like, just tell them. You know, just like she was like, give it a wink, wink. Like, just do this, do that. And we're like, okay. And she's like, you know, and if you like it, go for it, man. You know, if you don't like it,
we had a good time with the rep. We chilled.
She was
with the
cool.
Rep.
She was chill. And she was the one that was able to pick, like, they decide what you're going to get, like the freebies, if you get offered that, cause you can get that before you even go up there. It's you get these freebies if you sit through the whole talk automatically. Mm-hmm. Like, so you have to sit through the talk. That's why we were like, okay, we're willing to invest 2 to 3 hours. Is it worth it to get these tickets? Heck yeah. Like these tickets were like $68 each already just in those tickets. We won. But so she picked and she was like, well, since it's your anniversary, I'm going to pick. They get to pick up front. And then that gets sent over to the people when you get there. And they have to they have to get you the tickets that wherever you were to seat. And if they had to get us like the hotel stay and all that kind of stuff, the gift card, you get that at the end. But it's weird because it's like it feels like you go through this like long maze that never ends.
Yes.
And
But it was cool. It was cool because they explained to you. They're like, we've been in business for this long. This is the resort you get into.
They
had a whole
building. There are tons of them. Like,
and they were like, it was like, typically it's like this much money. It's like $44,000, $48,000, whatever it is. But because we're doing a special, it's like $10,000, and then and then we're like, yeah, but we can't afford that. Like, you're expecting me to drop like $1,000 right now. Like, this wasn't in our budget. And then he's like, okay, well, hold on, let me go get somebody else. Then another rep comes and they're like, look, we're gonna do this. You only have to pay the deed, which is like $300, and then I'll give you my special that I've been with the company for like, you know, 2 decades or whatever.
I mean, they got it down low.
And we're like, but look, it's still not in the budget. And they're like, okay. And then they move us to somebody from corporate who was like, I know you were looking at this one that was like $10,000, but I'm going to give you this one that's for like $5,000. That's like from this 92-year-old man who doesn't have anybody to leave it to.
And then he doesn't have any kids. He can't. Because it's like you're stuck with it like contractually for life. Like you can't get like that's why they target couples. That's why they target couples whenever they're walking in the door, specifically young couples like our age, because longevity and you're probably gonna have kids and they can kind of keep rolling in the money, right? Like that's what they do. But now we like that guy, like they all tried really hard. I know, like the first guy, the guy that put in the most time with us, I could tell he was so nice, but he was so frustrated when he realized, because he asked me, he goes, so is there, because they ask you, is there anything that would prevent you from making a decision? Vicky's answer, I never make a decision the first day.
Yeah.
I always sleep on it.
That's the other thing. They were like, you got to make a decision today. And we're like, what the heck? Like, no, I don't make decisions like the day of. We have to, we talk about it, we think about it, and then we decide if we can afford it or not.
Gave him some personal finance 101s. Yeah. It's like, no. It's like it would be irresponsible of me to just sign on like this. Like you wouldn't do that for yourself. Like you can't tell me you would do that. Right. And the guy was just kind of like, I'm supposed to say I would, but no, I wouldn't. I agree with you. He agreed with me.
Yeah.
And
every
then,
time his like supervisor would walk away, he'd be like, yeah.
He would change his tune. He would tell us one thing, and then he would totally like
his supervisor. Like,
yeah,
impressive.
And like you could tell, she was like this lady was the one that like made the deals whenever like the first people can't do it. But she was good, and I was just like, what did she tell? What was her line? Like I think her biggest line. Oh, it's a no brainer. Those were some of the things she said. This is a no brainer. Like.
For people that don't have brains? It's like, oh, I do.
That's a good one. I mean, she threw out some good lines and just had a very, like, strong presence. But I was just like I said to him, you know, I'm sure he told you, I never make decisions on the same day. We're not those types of people. And we budget everything. We're zero budget people. We budget every penny to the penny. And that is not in the budget. She was so frustrated with me. I'm sure she was just like, I cannot stand. I cannot. Yeah. So then we went to the corporate guy.
The corporate guy. He was cool. And
so he's like, I'm going to give you my personal cell phone.
No.
Just writes it down.
And we're like, cool, bro.
And then he was like, I heard, I know you guys don't like to make decisions the day of, and we never do this. So this stays between us. I'm going to give you 20. But before that, he asked us like, how many kids are you going to have? Like, he just went through this whole thing.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to give you 24 hours so you can have your day to think about it. And then I want you to call me. But when you call me, you have to be ready to commit and be heading up here. And just know this is the best deal you're going to. I mean, oh my gosh.
No. Don't call me. I'll call you.
Yeah. Where's his number? I'm sure we have his number. You should call him and be like,
just call him. Is he busy right now? Like,
I changed my mind.
He's in Vegas time. He's probably asleep.
They're committed. Our guy added Ivan on Facebook. And Ivan eventually deleted
him. He did.
That's too funny.
That's funny.
Add him back so he can hear you out.
We blocked him.
No, dude. They got that thing down.
It's interesting. So we were able to see
a stressful job.
We were able to see like the layout, like where they have like the corporate people. I don't even know if they're really corporate. I mean, they say they're corporate, but it's like you walked in through this door and you went through the maze in the same building and didn't realize you just like literally came out on the same side, but on the other side of the panel. And so I was kind of concerned at the end. I was like, when the corporate guy was just like being all serious, like, here, I'm going to give you 24 hours. I was like, man, they're probably not even going to like give us what they told us they're going to give us. And I was like getting annoyed at that point. And we were hangry. And you know how Franco gets when he's hangry. Like, he was so hangry.
Oh, my God. He's scaring me, Mila. Babe, you scared me.
Mila.
Is she there?
She is.
Hey, hocus pocus.
Just hearing our conversation.
How long were you there?
I'm just listening to the cheese man.
So Mila, the moral of the story is don't sign up for timeshares.
Oh my gosh. No, okay, so then when we checked out though, it's like completely different people. They like don't work with like the people that are like trying to get you to do the timeshare. They are like the third party that makes sure that you get what you were promised.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then when I saw that, I was like, whew. Okay, we're getting what we were told we were going to get. And like, yeah, we weren't the only ones that made it out. Like, there were other couples that survived. They made it through.
Kind of like a quality audit type.
Yeah. Like,
I think so.
Position towards like, okay, they had their conversation. Now they get like.
Yeah. But they definitely promised. Don't want to like jip you, like upset you or anything. Like they really seem to like care. Like, cause it's very like, I think it's Vegas too. It's a like hospitality business there. Mm-hmm. Like they don't want to upset anybody.
Yeah.
And we did, like we saw, like they gave us all of our stuff right then and there.
That's awesome.
And we got to see a great show.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed every minute. Well, we fed Franco first. Like we went straight back, got food.
What'd you eat, Franco?
We had this like,
I don't remember.
Pseudo-Mexican food.
Pseudo-Mexican.
We had a salad.
It was like a bowl.
It was like a fajita salad bowl. It was not fulfilling at all.
it was the quickest thing we could find. It was hard to find healthy food.
It was hard to find healthy food. Sure. Like, it really was. In Vegas. But we ended up finding, we had that, the salad, and then we ended up having like some chicken wings before the show.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Did y'all check out any of the other, like, I know y'all were at the Venetian, was it Buddy V's?
No, we didn't. We were not at the Venetian.
Then, oh, y'all were?
No. I thought y'all were. We were in, like, Excalibur. We stayed in a castle, bro. Oh.
Yeah.
We stayed in a castle.
With the knights and shining armor.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
No, but it was good. We ended up actually, like, leaving outside of that's the strip, like area, the going area, a little bit north, like towards downtown Las Vegas, and we found a couple
cool like really places. Good food. Yeah,
our Uber that morning is an artist.
Yeah, he was an artist.
He's been painting for like decades. He has exhibitions out in Virginia, and then he dropped us off, gave us a little gift because we had a good conversation with him. So always be nice to your Uber people because you never know who you're gonna meet. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up eating at this like semi-healthy place. We had vegan empanadas with
those were good.
Yeah, it was good. It was called Makers and Finders, I think.
Yep,
it was good.
It's really good.
Check them out if you're in Vegas. But
what other crazy things have we?
Timeshares.
Yeah, timeshares. Those are
Us know. Have you? Let us know, those of you that have been in this situation. You're walking in, you get stopped, and before you know it, 3 hours later.
You're like, what the heck am I doing here?
Look, as long as the deal is sweet and you can be strong enough to say no at the end, do it.
Oh, and pro tip, like, had we known a little bit more, like, you can negotiate more up front to get those freebies for getting through the conversation. Like, be like, oh, I don't know. I just don't feel like I really want to do it. If I had more time, or like, just be like really extra about it. You might get more add-ons, or like, say you're celebrating something.
Yeah,
people love when you're celebrating. They just want to like.
They
gift
do
you
grab
more.
Your IDs though, so do not lie about it being your birthday. Yeah, but you can say, "Hey, I'm celebrating an early birthday." If it's like during
say,
that
like,
week,
I'm here for my birthday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't get to celebrate it. I'm celebrating it 6 months later.
Okay. Oh, then the funny thing is, like after that, throughout the hotel, every time we would like, because we were going in and out, and you know, out and about. Every time we walked through one of the main entrances, we'd get stopped again. And I'm just like, dang, it's because we're holding hands. And it'd be like different people at different times of the day, right? Yeah. And so like they're there 24/7. Like they've got someone like standing there at all times. But
I hope they get paid good, because...
Are you guys interested in a show? We already got tickets. We're already going to a show. That was my answer at the end of that.
Or don't hold hands, but I don't know.
No. We would still hold hands.
I'm just giving tips, trying to avoid it.
Oh, just tell them you got a show you're going to. You're coming into the hotel. Yeah, I got a show in an hour.
Yep.
Just tell them you got a show.
It works.
They're not going to say no. They don't. You want to see another show? No, I'm good. I already got plans. Thanks.
I'm going to it right now. I'm running late.
Yeah, pro tips. I guess, and it's not necessarily being rude. It's just...
Yeah, you don't want to get into a whole nother conversation. It'll take a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want free, not necessarily free tickets, cheaper tickets, and a 3-day, 2-night stay...
It was worth it.
Worth every that minute. Sounds
like it was worth it. Yeah. It was worth it.
For what y'all got.
Well, and then, the guy that gave us the tour, he told us a lot about Vegas, and, he did show us, a lot of stuff. So it's not like... We just happened to be in a place that it was, for me, it was my first time, so everything was new for me. It was great. It was think of it as, was it free tour guide?
Yeah.
That's really what it was. It was, a free tour guide. So, worked out. What else? Some of the crazy things.
You want to talk about New York?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Tell me about that. Tell me about you getting kidnapped.
Into the, what do you call it? Van?
Uber.
Yeah. It was an Uber?
Yeah. We used it. So I took her on this amazing anniversary date.
Boat ride.
It was a boat ride. It'll take you through the Hudson, all three bridges. It's called Laborde.
Yeah.
But this boat was awesome. It's a restaurant, and then the deck, you can see, they go around the Statue of Liberty. It's kind of like nightlife and all this stuff, and it's pretty cool.
So you get out late.
Yeah, so you get out super late. So once that ended, unless you Uber,
Get an Uber.
Yeah, we had to get an Uber. Back to, where did we stay?
In Times Square.
Times Square, but do you remember?
I don't remember the hotel name, but right on Times Square.
Well, we called an Uber, and right off the bat,
it took forever. Forever to get there.
We were the last ones.
And then when it finally got there, it canceled it. It was right there, and it canceled it. It took a while to find us, and then... he saw us and he canceled it, so we had to get another one.
Dang.
And it turned out to be this Nissan.
It was weird.
Black van, box looking.
I've never seen this windows. Type of car. It's literally one of those airplane windows, but on the sliding door part of it. And as soon as you get in, it locks. And I'm like,
no.
Yeah, it locked. No, as soon as we
closed it.
No, so we got in and everything matched. The license plate matched and everything. So we got in and we're going down the street and Yvonne's following it on the Uber GPS. And he keeps missing. He's getting too far away from, and there's places you can turn to get us closer to our hotel. He could have turned
on there easily and he missed 7 exits to get to where we're supposed to go.
Oh my gosh.
And that's where I was starting to
freak out
because because
we stopped at the stoplight and that's when he locked the doors
there,
and we had already been going a while, so we were like, well, don't you think he would have locked them as soon as we got in? Why is he locking them just now?
Well, there was another driver that pulled up next to him and they started signing doing special signs with their hands, and I'm like, what the? I told him right there and then, I was like, we need to get the fuck out, we need to get out. So
how did y'all get out? I need to know.
I told him
straight up, I was like, we need to get out of the car right now.
Let us out here.
Let us out. And then I think he got freaked out or whatever, so he unlocked and we got out right away. But then the driver that he was signing to stayed behind and was following us in that dark alley. Way we went or down whatever, street.
A street.
It was a street, but it was dark.
It was dry. Like the, right where we got off, there was a bar, and we thought about going in there, but we just like we just darted, like we just went down the street, kept walking, and then like this van pulled up in front, like next to us, and the guy just got off like slowly and just stared at us. And so it seemed like you see in the movies where it's yep. like you're looking at each other in like slow motion. That's how it felt. And like we just kept going. And at the next street was a cop and another bar. So we talked to that cop. And then he told us how he's like, go down this street. There's a bunch of people going that way towards Times Square where y'all are staying at. And you should be fine. Like, because there's so many people walking through there. So we went. Yeah. Down that street to our hotel.
Dang. Yeah, it was crazy. But it, yeah. it's also crazy how on the hotels, it says on there, like, it talks about, like,
trafficking.
Being careful, like, about human trafficking if you see something or whatever, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're wow. like, yeah, like, that was scary. Because I was like, dang, we're about to get kidnapped.
Yeah, I'd rather get stopped by the timeshare people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Man.
That is scary. Did yeah. you guys, like, share your location or anything with anyone? No. Like,
no, but we ended up contacting Uber, and, like, nothing came of it. And even the cop, like, everybody we told was just kind of, like, acting confused or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. like it was no big deal. But it's crazy because, like, he literally went, like, way past
yeah, he missed.
What he needed to
and
go.
It was also on his screen too, like, you mm-hmm. you know, whenever you get on the Uber it, oh, they yeah. have their routes and their phone is there
yeah. and it already tells has you a price where, like, it's not like the more he goes the more yeah. Uber was yeah. gonna be. That was already
and also too, like, I didn't understand. I was trying to, like, really think. I'm like, why is he missing all these exits? Oh, does he know a shortcut? But there was no shortcut. You just turn right into those mm-hmm. streets and it'll take us directly to Times Square. But he kept missing them and kept going straight and straight and missed 7 exits. That's whenever I was like, oh, he's that's so weird. Like, we
sketch.
Need to, yeah. we need to get off.
And the hand signals
too. And the hand signals was, there were so many red flags. Like the guy door. Driving, the van he was driving. Oh, because it also said it wasn't just Uber. It said Lyft. On mm-hmm. it, and we're like, why does it say Lyft, but it's an Uber?
Yeah.
So I was confused. So I didn't even know mm-hmm. if it was him to begin with.
I do know some people do Lyft and Uber, and they can yeah. like toggle between the two.
Do they have both their lights mm-hmm. on?
Yeah. No, oh. they like, they'll have both of them in the car. I've seen some, like, I'll get an Uber and it's like they have the Lyft and the Uber, mm-hmm. but they'll only have, like, if I'm driving Uber, like, they have the Uber on, not the Lyft on. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think people do it because, like, sometimes Uber can be slow or Lyft is slow. So they, you know, they're trying to make an income. But
yeah,
that is normal. I think, like, now the Uber's gotten a lot better. Like, you can share your location with someone that's not even around. And they can, like, track while you're moving around, while you're in the car. Like, yeah. a distant friend or relative. So there's that feature. But I think, yeah, I'm glad you guys got out of there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was scary.
Like, even if it's nothing... not worth it.
Yeah, and also, yeah, like, make sure to pay attention. Like,
yeah,
your it doesn't intuition. Matter if it's New York. GPS. I mean, New York just happens to be a lot of human trafficking, but pay attention to red flags, man, like, really quickly.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time on the next episode.